Ishtai Ba'ir, permitting Yichud on the grounds that one's wife is in the city. In a previous halacha, we discussed the implications of the law of Bala Ba'ir, a woman having Yichud with another man if her husband is in the same city, in which we stated that having one's husband in the city saves a woman from the Isser Yichud, with some limitations, as we discussed, but that is the general rule. The question is asked regarding if the same works in the opposite direction. Can a husband, a man, be in Yichud with a woman if his wife is in the same city? This question can commonly come up if there's a maid, a babysitter, a relative, a friend that's at home, and the husband is at home, and the wife went to work or went shopping or went to do an errand. May the husband remain in the house with her? May she remain in the house with him? A common case in which this happens: one's mother-in-law is over, and one's wife has to leave to do errands, to go to work, etc. May the mother-in-law remain at home with the husband? Or is it permitted on the basis of Ishtei Ba'ir? A heter, which we said, applies in the opposite direction. So while we do not find any Talmudic mention or source for the concept of Ishtei Ba'ir, and this allowance is only granted towards the wife when her husband is in the city, we do find this issue discussed in the Paiskim. A number of Paiskim rule that just like it is permitted for the wife to have Yichud when her husband is in the city, so too it's permitted for the husband to have Yichud when the wife is in the city, for the same reasons. She may arrive home at any moment, and he will therefore be intimidated against doing anything sinful. So rules the Beis Shmuel in the Shulchan Aruch, chapter 22, Halacha 22, and the Prishin Yeredeya, chapter 245, the Aruch HaShulchan, and other Paiskim. Other Paiskim, however, argue and state, no, the above allowance is only in one direction, to allow the wife to have Yichud when her husband is in the city. But the husband is never allowed to be in Yichud with another woman on the basis that his wife is in the city, because you can't compare the fear a husband has for a wife than a wife has for a husband. And there's no Talmudic source to allow such a heter, such an allowance. So rules the Knesset HaGdailah, Maaseh Rekeach, the Ish Lavan Rabuchach and Ezen Mikodesh, the Masham, the Yigas Moshe, and other Paiskim. So we have here a major debate. The later Achreinim of today point out a very important factor, which really limits this debate to very specific scenarios. In the event that the wife is out to work or in any area in the city that one knows she's not expected back for a while, then even the lenient opinion would agree it's usher, as the basis of their allowance falls apart, as she's not expected to come home, so he's not fearful. On the other hand, in the event that she can be expected to come home any time, and she has a key and is able to get in, then even the stringent opinion would agree it's mutter. So in which case would the dispute fall? Only in a case that she can be expected to come home any moment, but she doesn't have a way to get in, she doesn't have a key and the door is locked. That would be the case that the dispute applies. Practically, one is to be stringent, and therefore, in a case that one wants to rely on the fact that his wife might come home any moment, she's either to have a key, or one is to leave the door unlocked. So now let's review some of the scenarios. There is a woman at home, which poses a prohibition of Yichud with the husband, and the wife left to go to the neighbors to throw out garbage momentarily. If the door is not locked or she has keys, since she's expected to come home at any moment, according to all opinions, there is no Yichud involved. In the event that the wife went to work, or shopping, or to school, then according to all, there would be no allowance to remain in Yichud with the woman, and it was as one does not expect his wife to come back right now, as she just left for a long period of time. In the event that she's expected to come home, she was away, and now this situation of Yichud came up, and she's expected to come home any moment, then if she has a key and the door is left unlocked, it would be permitted. These rules would likewise extend to one's office. If one's wife never visits him in his office, then there's no basis, even according to the lenient opinion, to allow yichud to take place in the office with the husband on the basis that the wife is in the city because she never comes to the office. However, in a case that she does come, and there's a chance that she may arrive unexpectedly, then if she has a way in, it would be permitted for him to be in yichud based on the fact that his wife may show up.